Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court. Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1102. Visible translated text is as follows. Stayed up there a good little while, 10 or 15 minutes. I didn't tell the officers the peg-legged Negro went up first. I didn't tell them in the first statement. I may have told them in the next statement. The peg-legged Negro didn't stay upstairs no time. Came back down with Mr. Holloway. Mr. Darley came down 5 or 10 minutes after Mr. Holloway came down. Yes, that was after he came back from Montag's. I have no idea what time it was. After Holloway came down, the lady with the green dress came down. She went on out and Mr. Quinn came in. He went up and came down before Montine Stover came in and before Mary Fagan came in. Yes, I am certain of that. No one else came in after Mr. Quinn except Mary Fagan. Mr. Quinn, Montine Stover, and Mary Fagan went in almost the same time. They went and came out almost together. Quinn first, Mary Fagan next, and Montine Stover next. Mr. Quinn had already gone out of the factory when Mary Fagan went up. I didn't see Miss Barrett or Miss Corinthia Hall or Miss Hattie Hall or Alonzo Mann or Emma Clark. I didn't see none of them. I never saw Mrs. White go in there at all that day. I was sitting on the box all the time. I got up twice to make water. I made water against the elevator door, right in front of the elevator shaft. Miss Stover had done gone then, and Mr. Quinn also. I went to sleep after Miss Montine Stover came down. Don't know how long I was asleep, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I heard the scream before I went to sleep, before Montine Stover ever went in there. Mr. Quinn had already gone. I told the officers I didn't see Mary Fagan go up at all. I didn't tell them I heard any scream. I don't know when I first told that story. I told Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell. That was after I got out of jail. I said I heard the scream before I went to sleep, which I did. Montine Stover came up and went down before I went to sleep. I told Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell about somebody running back on tiptoes. I don't know when I told them. He woke me up stamping, then I locked the door and went to the box and kicked on the side of the elevator door. It was about 10 or 15 minutes after he stamped that I heard him whistle. When he whistled, I unlocked the door. I don't know when I first told about Mr. Frank standing at the top of the stairs, trembling and nervous. I told Mr. Dorsey, Mr. Starnes, and Campbell. I don't know why I didn't tell it the day I told them I was going to tell the whole truth. I didn't mean to keep back anything then. That day, I told them everything I remembered. When I got to the top of the stairs, Mr. Frank had that cord in his hands. I don't remember when I first told about that. If I didn't tell it that day when I said I was telling the whole truth, I just didn't remember it. When I told Black and Scott that I was telling the whole truth, I didn't say anything about Mr. Frank having hit the little girl. I thought I had told them that. I have told that to some of the officers. I remember now that I told them that. He told me to get her out of there some way or other. He didn't say she was dead. I didn't know she was dead. I went back there and found the cord around her neck. When I looked at the clock, it was 4 minutes to 1. That was after I went and seen the girl was dead, and he told me to bring her up there. I was